today's daf is Nida Daf Chaf Aleph. We are holding on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Before we begin, I got a couple of emails about people interested in maybe sitting with our shiur at the Siyum HaShas. So for those who want to buy tickets, they are still available at our price level. We're buying $100 tickets. The code is DY11581-1585. The letter A. So that's the code. If anyone wants to buy tickets from the Siyum.org or whatever whatever the website is, something like that, they can buy those tickets and we will be seated together. Okay, so we are holding on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and we thank him very much for the sponsorship. So we are at Rebbe Ra'adam Belaila, I believe. Which is about 7-8 lines before the end of the page. So first thing we're going to do is try to finish up the discussion about Re'iyas Dam, whether a person can, we're going to discuss if the Dam changes color, so do you change the Psak over time, and we're going to talk about what the ideal conditions are to look at a Mara, daytime, nighttime, candlelight, sunlight, clouds, so we're also going to define what the Yayin Mazug, the color of Yayin Mazug is, and what the conditions are to compare Yayin Mazug to Dam. And then we're going to begin Be'ezras Hashem the third parak of Maseches Nida, and the Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if a woman is mapil all sorts of different things. Instead of having a clear Tzuras Havlad, it comes out looking like something else. When do we say she's Tamei Tumas Leida? When do we say that she's Tamei Tumas Nida? And when do we say that it's nothing? Neither Tumas Leida nor Tumas Nida. The Gemara is going to have three explanations of Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda says that even if, when she's mapil chaticha, she's mapil a piece of flesh, even if there's no dam with it, she's still going to be Tameya. And the Tanakama says, no, only if there's dam with it, she's going to be Tameya. Three explanations what that machlokas is really about. And the third explanation is going to be that the machlokas is about whether it's possible to have psichas hakever below dam. Can the uterus ever open up without some dam coming out? And we're going to connect that to a broader machlokas in general, whether there's such a thing as psichas hakever below dam. And then we're going to discuss three different brisos in the middle of Amud Beis, and one memra about finding dam or bone in a chaticha, and the impact that has on the tumantara status. And then the last sugya on the daf is going to be Re'iyas Dam Bishtroferes. What if a woman sees dam, but it doesn't come out in the natural way through her basar? It comes out through some sort of tube. Some sort of tube is inserted all the way up to her cervix or her uterus, and the dam comes out, but never touching the basar of her body as it's coming out, whether that is or is not mitameher. So let's begin. Rebbe ra'a dam belaila v'timei. Rebbe saw dam at night. He once saw a case where he looked at dam at night and he was mitameit. Ra'a biyom v'tier. Then he saw that same dam the next day and he said, oh, it looks good now. So he was mitairit. Then himtin shah achas v'chazer v'timei. He waited a little while later and that same day it looked bad again. So he was mitameit. So Amar Oili Shemati Isi says, I might have made a mistake. So says Amar Shemati Isi, Vaday Ta'a. We're pretty confident that he made a mistake. Meaning he's saying that the fact that I was Mitamiyat, because that maybe is a mistake, because now it looks tar. That's how Rashi understands. Because now it looks tar, even though the last story that Himtin Shachas V'chaz V'tim, it was the last step that the Gemara said. But Rashi says, Shemati Isi V'mesh Chazar, that maybe when I was metameit at the very end of the story, maybe that was a mistake, because now it looks tar. So it says, well, he definitely made a mistake at some point along the way. Titania, because the Brisa tells us, lo yomar chacham ilu hayalach hayavadai tamei el amar ein lo ludayin el mashen of roz, that you're not supposed to try to guess what it would have looked like if it was still moist. You have to paskin it like it is. So it says, meikara achzake betamei. Initially, when Rebbe looked at it, it wasn't a safek. He was sure that it was tamei, because he looked at the dam and it looked absolutely tamei. Kivud the chazal at safra to ishtani amar vaday tar hava b'lay luhudlos chazi shapir. In the morning when it looked tahar, he assumed that he didn't see it so well the night before and that was a mistake. Kivan the Chazad Hazar Shtani, but then he saw that it turned Tame again. Amar Hai Tame, whom Fakeh Udakam Fakach Vazil. He said, no, no, clearly I was right last night that it actually was Tame. It's just that the color keeps changing, and that's why it appeared Tahar this morning. Rebbe Badakla Araner, when Rebbe would look at Maros of Dam, he would even look without sunlight by the Araner at nighttime. Rebbe Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, the Girsa Shein on site to Yossi, Rebbe Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Badak Biyomam Unan Beni Amudi. He would even look on a cloudy day when there was no direct sunlight, and not only that, even Beni Amudi. Beni Amudi is where he would learn, like between two pillars, I guess, so you won't be disturbed as much by people passing by, so he's sort of like in his little cubicle. So he would look there also, even though there wasn't much natural light. Amar Avami Bar Shmuel, the Kulan in Bot Mel Son, Ella Ben Chamel Etzel. That no, you're supposed to look at Maros of Dam between the sun and the shade, meaning not in direct sunlight. Everything's going to look more red in direct sunlight, but nor in the shade where things are much more dim. Rather, right between the Chama and Tzel. Rav Nachman Amar Bar Avua, Bechama uBetzel Yado. You should be standing in direct sunlight, but shade the Mare with your hand, and then you'll be able to see it best. That's the way to look at a mara. Ukamazuk shnei chalakim. We then said in the Mishnah that the color of yayin, that would be the shade that is tameh, that's one of the arba minei damim, is the yayin hasharoni, that's two-thirds water, one-third wine, that's properly mazuk. Satana hasharoni nidon ki karmeli chai velo mazuk, chadosh lo yashon. That would be the same as a different type of yayin karmeli, which is chai velo mazuk, which is undiluted, and new and not old, not aged. Amar v'yitzabar avadimi, v'kulen in boltgnoson el b'kos tveria pashut. And when you're looking at this wine, if you want to appreciate it, really get the color of the wine, to know, to compare it to the Mara, you should look at it in a glass that's a kos tveria pashut. So it says Mara Mai Taima, why dafka that kind of glass? Amar Abaye Shokolo Lum Kulo Machzik Lug Osnosa Mimana. But everywhere else, if they're going to make a glass that can hold one lug, they'll make it out of one mana, meaning they'll use that amount of glass to make the glass. Shnei Lugin Osnosa Mimasayim. But if they're going to make a larger glass, then they'll use more raw material. They're going to use more glass to make such a glass. So it's a certain thickness that the glass has. But of course, it's very apashut. Afilu machzik shnei lugin osnosa mimana, v'aydi tekal shidia beitfei. But when they coast very apashut, even if it's a very large glass, they make it out of the same amount of raw material, and therefore it's a very, very thin glass, and you're going to be able to see through it much more clearly. So you'll get a much better appreciation of the color when you look at the color of the wine. Okay, so the Hadron Lach Kalayad, now we move on to Perek Hamapelas. So we know the halacha is, the Torah tells us, if a woman gives birth to a zachar, tameh for 7 days, goes to the mikvah, tar for the next 33 days, no matter how much dam she sees, and that the stakes are doubled for a girl. And that's true even if it's a stillborn. Even if the baby, unfortunately, is not alive at the time of the leida, she has a full din of yoledes. What we're going to discuss in this parak is, what if she's mapil things that are not normal, things that are not usual, they're an unusual tzura. So when do we say that that's considered a leida and she's tummy tumas leida? And when do we say, you know what, maybe it's just blood and she's tummy tumas nida? And when do we say it's neither, it's not a leida, it's not blood, and it's nothing, and she's totally tahar? So says the Mishnah, Mapelas chaticha, if a woman is mapil a piece of meat, a piece of flesh that doesn't have any tzura to it, then therefore she's not going to be tummy tumas leida, because a chatichas basar doesn't have a din of a vlad. So im yesh imadam tameya, if there's dam with it, she'll be tummy tumas nida, because blood came out. Vimlav, but if there's no dam that came with this chaticha, tahora, it's not a vlad, so there's no tumas leida, and there was no dam with it, so there's no tumas nida. So meila, she's tahora. But Rabbi Yudomer ben kach ben kach, Tamei, Rav Yehuda says she's a Nida regardless. Whether there's dam with it or not, she's going to be considered a Nida anyway. And the Gemara is going to have three different explanations of what they're arguing, of what the case is that they're arguing about, and what the principle is that they're arguing about. So says Gemara, says the Mishnah further, Hamapelas kimin klipa, kimin sa'ara, kimin afar, kimin yavchushin, Adumim, and the Rishonim assume Adumim goes on all of them. That if she is mapil a shell that is red, something that looks like hairs that are red, something that looks like dirt that's red, something that looks like bugs that are red, in all of those cases, tati lamayim, she should take whatever came out of her body and put it in lukewarm water. Imni mochu, if it becomes disintegrated in the water, then you know that it must have been congealed blood, and therefore tame. She's tame tumas nida. None of this is a vlad, and therefore it's not tumas leida, but she's tame tumas nida. The imlav, but if it doesn't disintegrate in the water, tahora, then she's tahora, because it is obviously not a vlad, and it's also not dam. Hamapelas kimin dagim chagavim shkatzim uramasim, if she's mapil of that looks like fish or grasshoppers or any types of creepy crawly things, she's not tamei tumas leida because none of these are vlad. But im yeshi mahim dam tamei, if there's dam together with it, she's tamei tumas nida. Vim lav tahora, if there's no dam together with it, she is tahora. But what if it's a more sophisticated looking creature? Hamapelis min behema chaya v'of. She's mapil something that looks like a behema or a chaya or an oaf. Then bein tamei and bein tahor. And it doesn't matter what kind of animal, whether it's a kosher animal or a non-kosher animal, that's already a vlad. That's going to have a din of tumas leida. So im zachar teshev v'zachar v'nekeva teshev v'nekeva. If it looks like a male form of a behema chaya v'of, so then she follows the din of leida zachar. Female form, leidas nekeva. V'imein yadua, teshev l'zachar l'nekeva. And if she doesn't know, she can't tell the gender, then you have to be machmir. 14 days of yimei tuma, and only up until day 40 from the leida of yimei tahara. So, divra meir. V'cham mamrim, kol sheba mitzuras adamein avlad. V'cham say, no, if it doesn't look human, then it is not a vlad at all. The Gemara is going to explain why it would be different if she's mapil dagim chagav mishkatzim r'masim on the one hand versus behema chayva oaf on the other hand, right? Well, what difference does it make? If it has the look of some sort of creature that's not a human creature, who cares what level of creature, how sophisticated or large a creature it is? The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos over here says, I know you're going to be asking that such things never happen, and that what are we talking about over here? He says, you're wrong. Such things do happen. He says that it's very rare, but kvari idu al-kach shedvarim elu iru. People have been made that such instances have happened, and he said, v'kama pilosofim he idu al-dvarim mishunim od yoser. Philosophers write about even stranger things that they have witnessed, because all natural things that we know of are only al pi rov. That's what normally happens. But there are a lot of unusual cases. You go to whatever, you read the books of Believe It or Not or whatever, right? You'll find that there are unusual cases that happen. In fact, there's one case in the Tshuva Sfarim, in the Tshuva Me'ava. He was asked a shaila from Tshuva Me'ava was a Talmud Nadi Yehuda. He got shailas from all over the world. So he was asked a shaila of a woman who gave birth to something that looked like a male form, and it was alive, but it had shinuyim gedolim. It had very unusual characteristics. It looked like a combination between an adam and a chaya, and it had this gigantic forehead with the eyes, giant eyes way up on the forehead, the mouth right beneath the eyes, and it was and the description is just gruesome what it describes. And the shaila was, can they kill it? They wanted to know if they can kill this creature. And the tzdadim to say yes was that it's not that maybe it's like a behema, it's not a human. And second of all, in all recorded cases where such a mashunadika thing has come out, it died shortly thereafter anyway, so it's a trefa. So it's going to die anyway. Can you at least do a gram misa? So the Tshuva Me'ava says, absolutely usher to kill it. He says, even according to the Chamim in our Mishnah, that if a person is mapil tzurus behem chayivov, it's not tamei tumas leida. That's what tumas leida. It's not about tzicha. So we're talking about whether it's tamei tumas leida or not. But to kill it, he thought is absolutely usher. He says, besides for that, we're not such bekiyim in what a tzurus avlad is, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. That even for Tumah, we assume that most things have a Tzuras HaVlad, but just in case. So because we're not Bekiyim, and what counts as a Tzuras HaVlad? Furthermore, he says, even if you want a taina, it's a behema. Mehechitesi, you're just allowed to kill a behema just like that. The Rama writes in Aruch Chaim that you don't say tivla v'techadesh when a person buys leather clothing, that you should wear it out and get new ones, because getting new ones would mean killing another animal in order to get new leather shoes or a new leather jacket. And even though you're allowed to wear leather shoes, but we don't wish that upon a person that they should need to get to have to kill another animal. And they say about the Arizal that he never killed a fly in his life, he never killed a gnat in his life, because you don't kill living creatures. That's not something that you're allowed to do. So that's the Tshuva Me'ava, says that it would be absolutely usher to its shvichas damim in such a case to kill such a thing. But the idea that the Rambam says that such a thing can happen, so you do have these unusual cases, these very sad and unusual cases where such incidents are recorded. Okay, so says the Gemara, what exactly is the machlokas at the very beginning of the Mishnah? We spoke about a chaticha that comes out of the woman. So Tanakama says it all depends whether there's dam with it. And if there's dam with it, then she's a nida. Otherwise, she's not. And Rabbi Yehuda says either way she's tame. Either way she's nida, even if there's no dam with it. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel lo time Rabbi Yehuda el chaticha shel avras mine damim. When Rabbi Yehuda says that it's tame, that's only if the chaticha is one of the four problematic colors, because then you assume that the chaticha itself is dam. Aval shel shar mine damim tahora. But if the chaticha itself is not one of those problematic colors, then Rabbi Yehuda would also say that it's tar, because there was no dam with it, and it itself is not dam, so there's no dam neither, and therefore even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's tahar. That is one understanding. That is Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel's understanding of the machlokas. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, shel arbas mine damim divrei hakol tameya. If the chaticha looks like one of the four problematic colors of dam, everyone would say tameh. Shel shar minei damim divrei hakol tahora. If it looks like any of the other colors that are not problematic, everyone would say tahar. Lo nechvel she pila v'niyah das mahi pila. The whole machlokas is she lost the chaticha, and we don't know whether it's one of those four minei damim or not. So Rabbi Yehuda Savar zil basar rov chatichos. Rov chatichos shel abas minei damim havyan. That you have to assume that it was based on that it was the color of rov of the chatichos that would come out of a woman, and rov of the chatichos that would come out of a woman are one of those problematic colors, and therefore you assume she's tamei to masnida. Rabbanan Savar lo amrin rov chatichos. They don't think that that's true. We don't know that there's such. How many women are mapil chatichos that we could develop a rov based on that? We don't know that there's rov chatichos or arbas mine damim, and therefore we're not going to be mitame. So, frak the Gemara eni. I'll challenge both of these understandings of the machlokas. So, vaki asa Rav Hoshaya minarda. When Rav Hoshaya came from minarda, asa vaisi mastisa biade. He came with a brisa, and he taught the following brisa: Hamapelis chaticha aduma, shchora, yuroka, luvana. If she's mapil chaticha, that's either red or black, which are both problematic colors, or yarok or lavan, which are both not problematic colors generally. So im yeshi madam tmeya the imlav tahora. If there's dam together with it, she's tamei to masnida. If there's no dam together with it, she's absolutely tahora. In all of those cases, it sounds like Rabbi Domer ben kach tmeya. That in all of those cases, even without dam, she's going to be tamei. So kasha l'shmuel b'chadu Rabbi Yochanan Kati. This is a kasha on Shmuel from one angle and on Rabbi Yochanan from two angles. Why l'shmuel b'chada? It's a kasha on Shmuel. Damer Shmuel. Shmuel was the first sheet that we had. Shmuel said, "Lo timei Rabbi Yehuda ela b'chaticha shel baras minei damim." That Rabbi Yehuda would only be metame in the absence of blood if the chaticha is the color of one of the four shades of blood that are problematic. But v'katani yiruka levana. But it says beferish in this brisa that even if it's yarok, even if it's lavan, and there's no dam with it, Rabbi Yehuda's metame. Upalag Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda still says that it's tame. So you see clearly Shmuel is incorrect in his understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chitema. Maybe you're going to tell me, no, we're misunderstanding the brisa. No, maybe Rabbi Yehuda, when he says that even if there's no dam, it's tameh, he's only going on two out of the four cases. He's only going on the red and black case, not on the yarok and lavan case. Vayiruka levana lo. But when it comes to yarok and lavan, he would not disagree. He would be moda that it's tahar. So the Gemara says that can't be. Ella. Ella Yeroka Levana Leman Katanila. If that would be the case, then why would we mention Yeroka Levana? For whose sake are we mentioning it? Ilem Rabbanan, if we're mentioning it to highlight the sheet of the Rabbanan, Hashta Duma Shchara Mitari Rabban Yeroka Levana Mibayi, you don't need to mention Yeroka Levana. The Rabbanan even Mitari if it's Adam Shachar, even if it's red or black, the Rabbanan are going to be Mitari, provided that it's not accompanied by Dam. So obviously they're going to be Mitari when it's Yeroka Levana. Elav the Rabbi Yehuda. So the only reason why we would mention Yeroka Levana is only to highlight Rabbi Yehuda. And you see that Rabbi Yehuda, Upalit, the Rabbi Yehuda argues even in the case of Yeroka Levana, and even a Chaticha, that's not one of the Arbaos Minei Damim, apparently Rabbi Yehuda is still going to be Mitame. So that knocks out Shmuel. Vesul, Rabbi Yochanan, the Amr Shal Arbaos Minei Damim, Debrei HaKol Tomeya, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that if it's one of the Dalim Minei Damim, everyone is going to hold that it's Tamei. Then aside from the kasha we just asked on Shmuel, which would apply to Rabbi Yochanan as well, because Rabbi Yochanan also thinks that Rabbi Yehuda is moda by a chaticha that's definitely not one of the Dalmin Adam. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan is one that said that if it's one of the Dalmin Adam, everyone agrees it's a problem. If it's Yarok or Levan, everyone agrees it's not a problem. The only machlokas is if you lost it, if you don't know what it is. So aside from the kasha that we just asked on Shmuel, which would certainly equally apply to Rabbi Yochanan, we have another kasha within the sheet of the Chamim. How can the Chamim be moda to be metame chaticha v'arbaz min edamim hakatani adum ushchora upligi rabbanan? The Brisa says adum ushchora and the rabbanan are metayer if it doesn't have dam along with it. Just because it's the color of the arbaz min edamim is apparently not enough. V'chitema, maybe you're going to tell me, no, ki pligi rabbanan ayirok or levana. Maybe the rabbanan are only going to be metaher when it's yarok or levana. But maybe if it's a red or black chaticha, not accompanied by dam, even the rabbanan are going to be mitamei. Well, then why do we have to mention adom ushchora in this brisa? For whose benefit? Ilema Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to say that it's to explain the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, well, Hashay Yeroka Levana Tameya, Rabbi Yehuda is even going to be Metame if it's Yarok or Levan, Adum or Shachar Mibayi, you need to tell me that he's going to be Metame if it's Adum or Shachar, Elalav, Rabbanon Upligi. So it must be that the Tan is telling me about Adum or Shachar in order to explain the sheet of the Rabbanon, and it's telling me that even Chatich of the Dal Mine Damim, the Chamim are going to disagree and they're going to say that it's Tahar. Against what Rabbi Yochanan says. So says Gemara, that's why we need a third explanation of this machlokas. Based on this brisa that Rabbi Hoshaya brought from Nahar Da'a that showed us that our first two explanations cannot possibly be correct, we need a third explanation of what exactly the machlokas is between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Again, the Tanakama had said that if you have a chaticha, only if it's accompanied by dam is she Tameya. And Rabbi Yehuda said, even if it's not accompanied by any dam, she's going to be Tameya anyway. Ela Amr of Nachum Rabbi Yitzchak, the Efshal Psichas HaKever below dam kamifugi. They're arguing about whether the rechem could ever open up without dam coming out. Is that a possibility? The Rabbi Yehuda holds ef shel psichas hakever blo dam, and therefore, if she's mapil chaticha, it came from the rechem. So even though you didn't see any dam with it, there must have been dam, and you just lost it, and that's why she's tami tumas nida. Even if it's the chaticha itself is yarok or lavan or whatever, it doesn't matter. The point is that dam must have come with it. And according to the Chamim, it's Efshal Psichas HaKever Blo Dam. So if you didn't see any dam, you can assume that there was no dam that was there. And therefore, the Chaticha itself isn't dam. And if it wasn't accompanied by dam, she is Tahora. That is the Machlokas. Now, the Lechora, we have a problem over here. Because even if you say that Efshal Psichas HaKever Blo Dam, is it necessarily true that she's Tameya? Meaning the Rishonim asked the Kasha, there are only Arba Mine Damim that are actually Tamei. So it could be, yeah, Yevshel Psich Sekever Blo Dam, but who says that the Dam that came out was one of the Dal Mine Damim that would make her Tamei? So why is Rabbi Yehuda automatically being Metamei her based on the Yevshel Psich Sekever Blo Dam? So there are two ways that the Rishonim deal with it. The Ravid in Balei HaNefesh, Balei HaNefesh is the Ravid Sefer Hilchos Nida, the Ravid writes that you don't have to say that Dafka Dam Tamei that came out, but that chances are rova the dam that comes out of a woman is one of those arba mine damim, and therefore if you assume you have shalom psichas hakever blo dam, you would likewise assume it is most likely one of the dal mine damim. However, the Bala Maor says no, it's more than that. When they say yev shalom psichas hakever blo dam, the definition of dam is the arba mine damim. Anything that's not the arba mine damim is not not dam. It's not halachically dam. So yevshel b'sikhsakever lo dam means it's yevshel b'sikhsakever without one of the arba mine dam that are actually going to be tameh. That's how the Balamar understands. There is a major discussion in the Achronim. What does it mean, yevshel b'sikhsakever lo dam? Is that only when the rechem is pushing something out, when it's expelling something, so we assume dam is going to come out as well? Or does it mean literally it can't ever be that the rechem is opened up without dam coming out? What if it's opened up externally? From the outside, someone opens it. A woman goes to a doctor, and the doctor inserts some sort of instrument that goes all the way up that's going to open up the rechem. So this is a major machlokas achronim ad hayom hazeh. No, the view that holds, even if it's niftach mibachutz, she's tameya, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan holds as well. However, the Tiferes Lemoshe and the Shaul HaMeshiv and others hold that a psicha mibachutz is not going to be machriach any yitzias dam. It's not going to force any yitzias dam. And they bring a raya from Rashi, because Rashi writes psich sakever is gorim litzias dam leida from lashon the Rambam. Also, the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos writes that it's yevshel psich sakever blo dam, because when something is coming out of the rechem, it's impossible that dam won't come out along with it, which makes it sound like it's only when something happens to be coming out of the rechem. But just opening up the rechem is not necessarily going to cause dam. The Chaznish says that he's not convinced by the raya from Rashi, and he says he's not convinced by the raya from the Rambam either, because the Rambam is just talking about the most common case. But nevertheless, he says I don't see any rayas the other way either. Meaning, he says he doesn't see any rayas that it's tameh, and he thinks la halacha that he could be mekel that a psich sakever mibachutz. Generally speaking, psich sakever also would have to be a certain size of psich sakever, and most of the time, most of the time there isn't, but most of the gynecological procedures, the basic ones, with the basic appointment, there's not going to be a psich sakever anyway. And even if there is, it would have to be a certain size instrument that would be inserted that would qualify as a psich sakever. And even then, you then get into that machlokas whether you have shul psich sakever below dam. Okay, so it says we're b'pluk to Dani tonight. This question of the yevshel psich sakever below dam is subject to the same machlokas as the following tanaim. Titania, because we have a brisa that tells us as follows. What if a woman is during the yud alef yom shebein nida l'nida, meaning during the 11 days that she's eligible to become a zava, and she's pregnant, and kash sashnaim, she has 2 days where she bleeds, but she feels a little tsar leida, she feels birthing pains while she's bleeding, ulishlishi, and on day 3, hipila ve'ini yodas ma'ipila, something came out of her, she was mapil something, but she doesn't know what it was, whether it was a nefel, or if it was just a ruach, and if she doesn't know what it was, so she has a major suffix over here, because if she was mapil and nefel, so even though she's been bleeding for 3 days, she would not be a zava, because we assume that that was just labor, blood and labor pains, and the halacha is that re'iya machmas koshi is not metame tumaziva. She would be it would be a leida, but it would not be a zava. And if she was mapil a ruach, so then we have two possibilities. If she saw dam while she was doing that apala, so then it turned out that she saw dam for 3 days in a row. There was no leida. It was during the imei ziva, so she is therefore a zava gadola. But if she was mapil a ruach and she didn't bleed on that third day, she only bled the 2 previous days, then she would only be a zava katana. A zava katana does not require shivanik. A zav katana does not require a karban. So she's got all sorts of svekos over here. She might require karbanos of a yoledes. She might require the karban of a zav gedola. She might require no karban at all. She might need shivanikim. She might have 7 days of tumah and 14 days of tumah and six days. And we'd be machmir. And up until day 40 of tara, we know what this is. So arezu safek leida. The halacha is we treat it like a safek leida, safek ziva. And therefore, mevia karban ve'inu nechel. She brings a karban, but it doesn't get eaten. Meaning, it's a savik ziva, because if she was mapil ruach with ri'as dam, it turns out that she saw dam for 3 days in a row, and she would be a zava gadola. Or maybe she didn't see dam on the third day, and she's pata from a karban of a zava, so she's tameh after after she's mitar herself, she brings a karban, one karban, the olas ha'ov. And the Chatas Of, which is a carbon that would be the same whether she's a Zava or a Yoledes, she would have to bring an Olas Of and a Chatas Of, and she makes it tonight. That if she's not Chayiv in the carbon, then let the Ola be an Olas Nedava. And that way, she's for sure Yotzei her Chiyuv of bringing a carbon by making such a tonight. But Veinonechal, that bird cannot be eaten by Kohanim, because if she was Potter from a carbon, and then she brought it, so then a Malika turns it into a Nevela, and Kohanim are not allowed to eat that which was Malika, that was not a real Chiyuv, not a real Chiyuv carbon. Now, she cannot make a Tanai in the carbon Chatas, because the Chatas is not Bab in the Dava, but nevertheless, she still brings the carbon Chatas, because that's her only way to get out of this situation. So she's still going to, and we have drashos from this. The Gemara elsewhere has drashos from which we learn, Mesechs Nazir and elsewhere, from which we learn that she would still bring the Chatas al Asafek. Now, Tos explains that the reason one carbon is going to work to pater is because the Brisa assumes yesh koshi l'nefelim, meaning we assume that a woman who miscarries that sees dam bekoshi in the days leading up to the leida does not become a zava as a result of that dam, just like a yoledes who's molded a real vlad does not become a zava because of the dam that she sees as a result of the leida. So too when it comes to a nefel, and therefore there is no way she's chayv two sets of karbanos because mimanafshach, either this dam is dam zava or it's part of the Leda. So there's no way she's both a Zava and a Yoledes. However, there is a Shita that we're going to have in Daf Lamed Ches that says, Eim Koshi L'Nefelim, that Kishrei Machmas Hapala is not considered to be Matzila from Tumaziva, that she can become a Zava when she sees Dam as a result of the labor pains of a hapala, of a miscarriage, not of a real leida, but of a miscarriage. If that's the case, says Tosos, then all bets are off. Then everything we're saying here is not accurate, because then she might be chayiv two karbanos, because she might be yoledes, and she might also be a zava. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, back in the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, mevia karbon v'nechal. She could bring a karbon, and the kohanim could eat the karbon. She have shalup six kever blood dam, because there's no way that this would happen without dam coming out. So, if that's the case, there's no chance that she's not chayiv a karban, because even though she didn't see dam on that third day when she was actually mapil something, there had to have been dam. So manavshuch, either it's dam leida and she's tamei as yoledes, or it's not dam leida but it's dam ziva and now she's zava gedola. But there's no chance that she's only a zava katana, because we know for sure dam must have come out on that day. So you see that here's a machlokes tana kama Rav Yeshua whether efshal b'sik sakev blow dam or efshal b'sik sakev blow dam. Says Gemara lishna achrina amrila. Some have the same conversation in a slightly different version. That Amar Rabbi Dor Shmuel Otim Rabbi Yudel bechaticha shel baz min edamim al shasham min edam tahora. That Rabbi Dor Shmuel says that Rabbi Yudel is only mitame if the chaticha is one of the four problematic colors, but if it's not, then she's tahora. Eini vakiyaser of Hoshaya min arda, but didn't Rav Hoshaya bring asav aisim asnis biyade the brisa that I'm a pelis chaticha adom ashchori yiroko levana im yeshim adam tmeya v'im lav tahora Rabbi Dor Ben kach tmeya. Regardless of the color of the chaticha, Tanakama holds it's only tame if it was accompanied by dam, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's tame even if not accompanied by dam. So Katani Adum Shchori Yiroko Levana Upalag Rabbi Yehuda. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees even when it's Yiroko Levana, even when it's not one of the dal mine dam. So v'chi tema, and if you're going to tell me no, keep Palag Rabbi Yehuda Adum Shchora v'Yiroko Levana lo. Rabbi Yehuda only disagrees in the case of the red or the black, but not in the case of the Yarok or the Lavan. El Yiroko Levana man Katanila. Well, then why would the Brisa even mention Yaruk Alavan? Ilem the Rabbanan, if it's for the benefit of the Rabbanan, well, you don't need it for the benefit of the Rabbanan. Hashta Adum Ashchara Kabatari Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are going to say that even if the Chaticha is red or black, it's Tahar. So Yaruk Alavanan Mibai, you need to tell me that if it's Yaruk Alavan, that it's Tahar. Of course it is. Elav Rabbi Yehuda Upalik. It must be that we're saying this for the sake of the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and we're the Tan is telling us that even Yaruk Alavan Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and would say Tameh, that even if you have a chaticha that's Yiroka or Levana, and there's no dam with it, even then Rabbi Yehuda would say it's Tameh. And that's directly against what Shmuel said, and therefore, there's a repeat, that's why we're doing it fast. Elo Am Rabbi Yochanan, so we have to understand that, like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbanan does that. What's the machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah? Ve'efshal p'sich sekev blood dam kamifli. They're arguing about p'sich sekev blood dam or beplukt of dani tanoi, and this matches the machlokas tanoim that we have elsewhere. De'tanya kashla shnei mushlishi apila. If she saw dam with labor pains for 2 days during her yemei ziva, and then on the third day she's mapil something ve'ni yodas mahi pila, but she doesn't know whether it was a vlad, whether it was just a ruach bialma. Harei safik leida, safik ziva. It's a safik whether it's a leida or a safik it's a ziva. And via carbon vein and echal. So she brings a carbon, an olasof and a chatasof, but that carbon does not get eaten just in case she's not chayav a carbon, and the malika would turn it into a nevela. But Rabbi Shua Omer, via carbon vein echal, Rabbi Shua says she brings a carbon and it gets eaten because she must be either a yoledes or a safik gadol. There's no possibility that she's neither. Why is there no possibility that she's neither? Because it's impossible to have psich sekever blood dam. So you see that machlokas of efshel psich sekever blood dam is already a machlokas tanaim elsewhere. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Hamapelos chaticha. So a new issue now. If a woman is mapil chaticha and she doesn't see any dam with it, so sumchus om rishum rameir v'chein rishum b'menasya omer kedvarav. Kora im yesh dam betocha tmeya v'im lav tora. Rip it open to look for dam on the inside of it. And if there's dam inside of it, she's tmeya. And if not, she's tahora. So kerabanan va'adifa mitrabanan. In a sense, this is like the sheet of the rabbanan or mishnah, but it's one step further. Kerabanan da amri efshar b'sich sekever blow dam. It's like the rabbanan because it's assuming that it's possible that there isn't dam because the rabbanan hold that you can have a b'sich sekever without dam. But va'adifa mitrabanan. But it's more machmir than the Rabbanan, because Rabbanan say you could take things at face value. If it came out, you don't see that it looks like that there's any dam with it, good, throw it out and you're done, you're tahar. But the Inu Savri, ima in, betocha lo, v'sumcha savra afilu betocha. The Rabbanan hold, if there's dam inside of it, that doesn't bother me. I'm only looking at the chaticha itself, and if there's no dam outside of the chaticha that came with it, it's fine. But Sumcha says, no, you gotta look inside the chaticha, and if there's dam inside the chaticha, it's gonna be a problem. A second brisa. V'tanya idach ha-mapelos chaticha, Rabbi Acha Omer Korah, im tocha ma'adim temeya. Even if it's just red on the inside with the color of one of the minei damim, it's tamitumas nidavim laf Torah. But if it doesn't look reddish, then it's tahar. So kesumchus, that's like sumchus who we just said is mitame chaticha when you find blood in it. But vadivam isumchus is even more machmir, because even if you don't find actual blood, you just find the color of blood in the chaticha, this brisa would be mitame. And then the third brisa of itani idach, which is somewhat unrelated, I'm mapelos chaticha. If a woman is mapil chaticha, Rabbi Binyamin Omer, Kora, you tear it open, im yesh ba etzem, imo tmeya leida. If there's a bone in it, then she's tummy tumas leida. So this is really not unrelated to the previous two, because the previous two were about finding dam and making her tummy tumas nida as a result of the dam. Now we're talking about maybe this is a real vlad. So if there's an etzem in there, then you have to assume it's a real vlad and she's tummy tumas leida. So I'm Rav Chista ubechaticha levana. That's when the chaticha that she was mapil was white, which is a type of it must have been basar. But if it was any other color, then she's not going to be tummy tumas leida. V'chein kiyasa zuga de min chadyav. When a pair of talmidei chacham came from chadyav, asa va'isim asnisa biyade. They came with a brisa. Like Rav Chisda said, "Mapelos chaticha levana kora im yesh ba etzem ima tmeya leida." That dafka if it's white, you tear it open, and if there's a bone inside of there, then the mother is tamei tumas leida. But you do see that just the presence of a bone is enough to be metamei her tumas leida. That's a little bit difficult because we're going to see in a couple of days from now that if a woman is mapil a guf atum, she's not tamei tumas leida. Guf atum means that it doesn't have clear limbs, clearly defined limbs. It's just like a goat. But it has basar, it has atzamos. So how can you say chatichas basar that has etzem in it is tamei tumas leida? We're going to see in a couple of days that it's absolutely not when you have a guf atum. And not only that, we're going to see a few days after that if she's mapil a yad or a regel that has chituch etzbaos, that looks like it has etzbaos, that she's tamei tumas leida. Sounds like without chituch etzbaos, if it doesn't have the shape of five fingers, then even though it has bones in it, it's a yad, she's not tamei Tumas Leida. So how do we reconcile that with what we're saying over here, that as long as there's a bone, she's automatically Tami Tumas Leida? So the Ravid in Bali Nefesh writes that Mapelus Chaticha that has an Etzem is Tami Tumas Leida Misafek. Yad Regel that has Chit Chatzbaos is Tami Tumas Leida Bitaris Vadai. So that's the difference between the two. The Balamar has Hasagos on the Ravid. five, it's Balei HaNefesh, and he says we don't pass like Rabbi Binyamin, who's Metame Amapelis Chaticha Sheyesh Ba'etzem, because he's a Yachid, and all those other things that we're going to learn later, that's what we actually paskin. We don't paskin that just the presence of a bone. That's a Das Yachid that we don't hold like. The sheet of the Rashba and Taurus Abayis that are Yadur Regal, that are not Chatuch, they're Tzuras Mochiach, that they come from a Guf Atum. Anything that comes from a Guf Atum is not even Metame Misafik. But Mapelis Chaticha Bialma, that has an Etzem, there's no Raya that it comes from a Guf Atum. So Minastam, it's part of a real full-fledged Nefel, and therefore it's Tameh Tumas Leida. So those are the three ways the Rishonim deal with it. Says Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Yochum Rishon Rabbi Shum Ben Yochai, HaMapelis Chaticha, if a woman is Mapil Chaticha, here's a fourth statement, but this one's not a Braisa, but it goes back on the original two. And the third one veered a little bit. Now we're going back to Tumas Nida's discussion. If a woman is Mapil Chaticha, Kora im yesh badam ogur, if there's a lot of dam inside of the chaticha, tmeya, she's tami tumas nida, vimlav tahora, but otherwise she's going to be tahora. So it says more kesumchus, but vekila mikulu. This is like sumchus in the sense that if there's dam in the chaticha, she will be tamei, and not like the chachamim who say that no, you need dam outside of the chaticha to be metamei her. But it's more kal than sumchus, because he's saying over here that finding a little bit of dam in the chaticha is not enough. It has to be a whole bunch of dam gathered together inside of the chaticha. Only then will it be metamei her to masnida. Okay, but Hashem will pick up with the Bar Minei Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira tomorrow.